Welcome to the VO Tourism Podcast. I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VO Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In my first episode for the year 2022, the Regional Director for Africa at the World Tourism Organization, Elsie Agrankou, looks back at the successes the organization chalked in Africa in spite of the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. She looks into the year with lots of optimism for the tourism sector and takes a deep dive into programs and activities in Africa for this year. Good afternoon. I'm coming to you from the UNWTO headquarters in Madrid, Spain, where I'll be speaking to the Regional Director for Africa, Elsie Agrankou, on what the organization has for Africa and, again, how things are shaping up. Last year, they launched the White Paper. They did a number of initiatives. And, yeah, I have you here, Elsie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kojo. First of all, allow me to wish you and your team at Voyage Afrique a very happy new year, and also a very happy new year to all our listeners and also our member states and partners, who has always been key in working with us to achieve the objectives of the Africa Agenda, but also the objectives of the organization.
Okay, good. Thank you again. Happy New Year, Bon Année, you say it in French, okay? Now, these days, Voyage Afrique is going to be more francophone as well.
That's good again, to know. That's good to hear.
Let's start from last year, or the end of the year, which I think, if my memory serves me right, you wrapped up the year with the launch of the White Paper. Can you throw more light on it? Or if you like, you know, give in brief what happened last year, end of the year, and then you can introduce what is in store for this year.
I think what is important to reflect on is that it has been a difficult year for everybody all across within the industry. It started way before, as you all know, with the outset of the pandemic. Last year, it was no different. But what is important is that we remain connected with our member states. We use several ways to remain in touch, remain relevant also in sharing information, but also in conducting training workshops, be it remotely or online, using the platforms that were available to us. And yes, you are right, we still continued our work with several initiatives, not only the White Paper, which I can go a little bit more in depth afterwards, but we also touch on the topic of branding, because in this time, as everybody is moving more on the use of social media, we realize the importance also of continuing to put the positive stories out there about the continent in itself, and also those countries that has had to see themselves with their core markets not traveling, tourists from the core markets not traveling, and having to relook or reposition themselves and their products in attracting new markets, new niche markets, but also encouraging more domestic travel at home. And in addition to all the technical support that we've continued to give our members, we've conducted, as I mentioned, several online workshops, several informative webinars as well. But we finished the year, I can say yes, on a high note, because the topic of safety and security in the tourism sector has been a long standing point on the agenda for Africa, for UNWTO. And with the good support of UEMOA, as well as with AUDA NEPAD, we managed to materialize this white paper that is in three volumes. And we did a virtual launch of that. We also had the experts that had been working with us in bringing this white paper to life. But also, more importantly, it cuts across not only on the African continent, it cuts across other regions, because when one will look at this white paper, which is available on our virtual library and online as well. You will see different case studies from around 10 countries cutting across from Africa, including Tunisia, for example, Kenya, but going also to Colombia, the Philippines, for example, which gives a perspective also from where these countries they've come from in terms of tackling this issue in their respective countries and region. But also it makes one realize that this is a topic that is a concern for all of us, especially in the tourism sector. It's not only an African agenda, but it's an agenda that touches all the other stakeholders and partners across regions. And for us, this is very important because at the same time, we're learning from each other, learning the best practices of what one country in Asia would have been doing, that we can bring it across and apply it to our own perspective in the respective countries of the different members that would follow this. And when you talk about looking forward, what we want to continue to do under the leadership of the Secretary General, which, as you know, he has been reappointed on his next mandate, is to now consolidate the work that has started. And this work on security and safety in tourism, we now want to transpire it and materialize it in giving specific trainings to the different stakeholders, whereby they can better strengthen their framework, if you want to put it this way, on the ground. So we're looking to do this in the coming year with several member states, conduct different training modules, which, by the way, we started last year, but we did it virtually. And the interest was really very high. We had very good participation. And now the members are telling us to bring this to the ground. This is one point that we want to focus on going forward. But also one key element that came out very strongly, and that's across the board with all our member states, is on the topic of investment specifically in the tourism sector. And one area that the Secretary General picked up and he's tasked us, and member states also has been receptive with this, is to work with member states on drawing up specific investment guidelines for the tourism sector in each of the different countries. Only recently you've been in Fitur, you've seen yesterday for Dominican Republic, yeah, this set of guidelines was launched. But in our region, we are working with some few countries already on this. And throughout the course of the year, we will be announcing and doing the launch for these members that are working with us on this initial project, whereby we really work very closely in putting out the key guidelines to encourage investment in the tourism sector. Training is another aspect that is critical and cuts across in any topic that you would be focusing on. And that is why also through our academy, we've been able to share a number of scholarships, 50 scholarship per countries to member states, whereby this we're inviting them to disseminate not only to the ministry personnel, but also to the private sector people that the country themselves, they will identify. These scholarships, they can avail of it online through our academy. And there are, of course, specific steps to follow. And this is communicated through to our members through the focal points. The topic of culture, cultural heritage, and you would have noticed recently when we launched the gastronomy book, A Tour of African Gastronomy, already UNESCO had inscribed couscous as an intangible heritage, for example. And only recently, and today itself, the Minister of DRC made mention to the Secretary General that even their music, which is the rumba, which you are familiar, yes, very familiar with, also has been inscribed, yes, as
a national.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm also proud to say, allow me to say this, because my country also has a specific dance that we call the Mucha, that also it's been a long work process that they've been doing, and this also has been recognized by the UNESCO. So I think slowly, these are important points that we need to capitalize on and use to promote the destination and continue to make people aware of these origins. Yes, and also another point that recently again quite a number of ministers has been talking about, because it affects different countries, is in regards to the what we call, maybe you might put it as the slave route. And you know, this a lot of countries are looking to develop it as a niche, as a tourism attraction, especially also attracting the diaspora. It pans across not only DRC, but you have Senegal, you have Cote d'Ivoire, you have all the whole West, and Ghana as well, for that matter, yes. So in addition, also, we always talk about data collection, statistics. This is, I would say, it's one area where we need to put more effort, especially from our region, because it helps also with the planning, with the structure, with the strategy for the countries. So this is an area that we want to continue to put focus by working with our member states, because, as you know, UNWTO, we have the methodology of the tourism satellite account, which we've been sharing with our members over the years. But we recognize, and we've also spoken to various member states and even regional blocks such as RIMWA, where we work with on the white paper on tourism. They strongly brought across this point that this is an area that we really need to give more attention to put more support, and we're looking to collaborate with them in going forward on how we can assist a little bit more the members on this topic. The issue of branding we talk about at the very beginning, but this is something that is ongoing. Recently, you've followed and you've covered the partnership that we have with Instagram, with Meta, and this will continue. And only recently, you would have seen Meta also launch this campaign about Visit Africa. So we will continue to collaborate with the key partners in continuing to promote the positive messages about the continent, and also to help with the restart of the tourism sector, because you know, I don't need to go into the details, but you know how many countries have faced difficulties, especially with the young entrepreneurs, with the loss of jobs. So we the commitment of the Secretary General and the organization and our department is to continue to give support to our member states along those lines, and in continue to strengthen our relations with all our members and key partners going forward.
Okay, now let me backtrack a bit on the gastronomy. You know, there were enormous interests after the tour of African gastronomy. There were activities that, if you like, celebrated that publication. And then subsequently, you know, during the gastronomy forum in Bruges, we had two African chefs who came, and thereafter, the interest, you know, has been, it's like the buzzword now.
It has snowballed.
Do you have any project or follow-through project with respect to gastronomy with the member states?
You know, when we launched this tour of the African gastronomy, again, it was an initiative of the Secretary General, because he realized that, yes, we travel, we all enjoy the gastronomy of the different destinations, but if you ask what is the gastronomy from Africa, nobody could easily respond to this, except if you're from the continent itself, you know. But that's why this initiative came about, and as you rightly mentioned, we did several activities, even though it was virtually, which culminated into the event in Bruges. But you would have noticed that along the way, we touched on different aspects. It was not just having the book, but we talked about how gastronomy also influences one when they want to visit the destination. And if you backtrack to look at before you have the final dish on your table, I remember we covered a topic that was like from farm to the table,
yeah.
and bringing all the stakeholders. You had all the chefs also giving their perspectives. We had discussion on the different pulses, the grains, for example. And I think for us going forward, that was the beginning. That was the kickstart. That is why also in Bruges there was a framework that was signed, an MOU with the African chefs, and this is the area where we want to put focus on going forward, to see how we can continue providing training, for example, for young chefs through the different partners that we have, but also trying to keep reminding of the importance of always keeping promoting our African gastronomy, and encouraging more and more the tourists when they travel, at least to discover more what we can offer in this regard. Specific projects are upcoming with this. We're still discussing also with our different partners on what we can do specifically. And you know, there will be another conference similar to the one in Bruges, which, I, if I'm not mistaken, will be Asia.
Yes.
So these are the initiatives that we launch, but you also need to have the member states themselves pick this up and take it forward. And that would be primarily through the tourism boards as well, because they are more dealing with the marketing and promotion of the country, and gastronomy is part of that.
Okay. Now, one thing that I covered extensively as well was the General Assembly, and one of the things that came up was an establishment of the African office. The formalities and the things that didn't, you know, gone is not spelled out yet, but the Secretary General had made it one of his key points that as he spoke at the assembly that Africa is going to have an office under his leadership. And then subsequently he also talked about how the youth will become a cornerstone in his administration. You'd like to speak to that?
Well, I think you mentioned correctly, because there were extensive discussions, not only at the General Assembly. It started in the commissions, then it went to the Executive Council, and today we know the decision that the member state took, and in our region, Morocco has been identified as the country that will host a regional office of UNWTO. Of course, there is a process that comes through all of this, and this is ongoing. As you rightly mentioned, the Secretary General has always been very passionate when it comes to youth, when it comes to training, when it comes to investment, when it comes to even for us to really embrace the use of the digital transformation that is happening around us and the use of technology. And I think this is the direction also that you can see that the organization has been taking, and that's why from the beginning I said that now the work is to consolidate on what has been started, but also to take into account the different challenges that comes across, especially how the pandemic is evolving, but also to quickly adjust and adapt and be there to continue to support our member states in the delivery of their objectives as mentioned, but also in being able to continue to attract tourists to their shores and also tap in the new opportunities that are there.
Finally, on Monday, UNWTO released the barometer, which had 72%, again, 71% short of the pre-pandemic levels in terms of arrivals to Africa. Now, you've been having meetings with member states, I mean the ministers, with the Secretary General, and interacting with them, those who are here at FITU. What is the sense you get from, or what are things that they've put in place that you believe that sync with your overall aim of, you know, trying to restart tourism in an accelerated manner?
Kojo, you know, with the pandemic that we've been going through, I think we all expect to see the figures drop, but the rebound of it also will take time. Mm-hmm. And for you to start seeing the figures go back up to what it was before the pandemic, there's a lot of work that needs to be done across the board, not only by the different organizations, international organizations like World Health Organizations or UNWTO, but of course the member states as well, the different stakeholders and partners that are working in the tourism sector. And our commitment remains to continue to work with the member states in the recovery of the sector. A lot of ministers during their meetings here have highlighted very strongly to the Secretary General that we need more of a harmonized approach, especially with the protocols. They've also asked that, as he did after the General Assembly, to support with a declaration in regards to whenever you have a new variant, if you want to put it, that countries are not penalized, but that we rather work towards concentrating on the protocols that are there, encouraging the vaccination campaign, because these are part of the solution. And I think with time, we will see, because we all know that tourism is a sector that is really very resilient, and the ability to bounce back is also there, but it will take time. As we know, it's been difficult, it's been a long journey. We are in this together, and that is why I will reiterate the commitment that we have towards our member state is to continue to respond to their needs, but also to look at ways and come up with initiatives that will help with the recovery of the sector.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you to you. Allow me, before we wrap up, also to thank you and personally Voyage Afrique, because you've covered our activities extensively. And it's also been a window whereby we've been able to create more of that positive narrative, if you want to put it this way, about the continent, because it was a long time awaited to have tourism being extensively covered. But as we say, if we don't sell our stories, somebody else will come and paint it for you. So I think it's been a tremendous support for us in bringing across, not just to our member states, but also to all the stakeholders out there, on the work that we do, but also the importance and the relevance of the tourism sector, which I believe more and more people are understanding the transformative power of the sector. And again, during Fitur, if you allow me as a last point, we saw some countries bring other ministers that covers other sectors. For example, DRC came with the Minister of Industry, and they were talking about how they see that tourism is really a transversal pillar, you know, because we are visible everywhere. So thank you again for the work that you and your team are doing to support us in promoting the work that we do. But I wouldn't say just promoting, but also giving that sense and explaining for those who don't really understand or who did not have this information readily available. But it's a space that we're very grateful and thankful that you've given us and worked with us, and we look forward to this year being better than the previous years.
Thank you.